He said to her, "Talitha, come," which means, "Little girl, get up. I speak to you this morning in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen." Please be seated. I have a few questions for you this morning. Do you have faith in Christ? Do you have faith in his church? Do you have faith in others? The word faith. This is a word that we as the church throw around a lot, and I have not come across any Christian, whether a new believer or very learned scholar of any Christian tradition, who does not use the word faith all the time in their vocabulary. But do we really know what this word means? If we read the theological dictionaries of the learned scholars, they define faith as follows: a central theological concept representing the correct relationship to God. The word for faith in Greek demands a variety of renderings besides belief, faith, and trusting, especially faithfulness. A continuing question involves distinguishing personal faith, which a person believes, and the faith, which with an objective content, something to be believed, and it goes on and on. This is just the beginning of their definition of faith, which continues on for two more pages in the theological dictionary. I don't know about you, but I don't find this the most helpful thing. So it still leaves us asking the question, what is faith? I think if we turn to our gospel reading for today, we can get some answers to this question, what is faith? In our gospel reading for today, we have a man named Jairus who rushes up to Jesus, and falls at his feet and says, "My little daughter is at the point of death. Come and lay your hands on her so that she may be made well and live." Now, an interesting fact can already be gleaned from this story. The meaning of the name Jairus is "he will awaken." Of course, we remember that the little girl is asleep. This sheds much light on what is to come in the story. So Jesus is on his way to heal this man's daughter. He is in no particular rush, the text tells us, and does not seem to be very concerned, further illustrating the theme that we have seen in Mark's gospel over the last number of weeks, that Jesus has authority in all things over this world. So Jesus is on his way to see this man's daughter, and the text tells us that a large crowd is following him. And in this crowd who is following him, there is a woman who has been suffering from hemorrhages for 12 years. Now, in the Jewish culture of the time of Jesus, this woman would have been a complete outcast in society. Because of her bleeding, she would have been considered perpetually unclean and therefore not be able to do simple things like go to the temple or even have a conversation with someone on the street. This woman would have been a complete and utter outcast in society and would have lived a very lonely and very hard life. The text tells us that she was also poor, because she had spent all her money, probably what little she had, going to doctors and physicians, trying to be healed so that she could once again become a member of society. But as the text tells us, nothing that she ever tried worked. Nothing could heal her. This must have been a feeling of complete and utter hopelessness for this woman. So the woman comes up in the crowd and she touches Jesus, because she knows that if she could get to Jesus, he would heal her. And when she does touch Jesus, she is immediately healed, the text tells us. Jesus immediately says, "Who touched me?" For he knew that someone had. And the woman comes up, we are told, in great fear, and she says to him, "It was I who had touched you." And Jesus says to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your disease." Now, this is quite a story, but what does it tell us about faith? First, what must be said about this story is this woman touched Jesus. This is a complete scandal in that society. One reason why this woman would have been considered such an outcast is because anybody she touched then would have been considered impure, just like her. They too would have become outcasts in society. But this woman nonetheless touches Jesus, and he does not become impure. Not his disciples or anyone else in the crowd even makes the suggestion that Jesus has become impure by having contact with this woman. Not only does Jesus not become impure, he heals her, and she is made well. Jesus says to the woman, "Your faith has made you well." So what is faith for this woman? For this woman, faith is becoming clean, becoming pure. She believes that Christ can make her whole again. Faith in this gospel episode is this: allowing Christ to do his work in her, allowing and believing that Christ can make her clean no matter what she is going through. And faith for us in this story is the same thing: allowing Christ to do his work in us, allowing and believing that Christ can make us clean and pure no matter what we bring to him. Faith in this story is having the courage to approach Christ regardless of what baggage we have in our life. Faith here is the courage to approach Christ and say, "Lord, do your work in me." You see, the story is not so much about the physical healing of this woman, but it is about her courage, her faith in allowing Christ to work in her and to do his work in her and make her pure again. Because there is nothing in this world that Christ cannot make clean. Faith is allowing Christ to make us clean, to make us whole again, no matter what we bring to his feet. Now, this is not the only part of the story. Let's not forget that Jesus encounters this woman on the way to heal Jairus, the synagogue leader's daughter. So after Jesus encounters this woman, he again goes on his way to heal the little girl. Jesus is on his way, and people come and tell him that the little girl is already dead, so there is no point for him to come to the house any longer, because there is nothing he can do, they say. But Jesus says to them, "Do not fear, only believe." Jesus gets to the house, and the people are wailing and weeping because this little girl has passed on. All things in the text suggest that the little girl is actually dead. Jesus says to them, "The child is not dead, but she is sleeping." What Jesus is saying is that it is easy for him to raise someone from the dead, and it would be for you or I to awake someone from sleep. Remember that in the Gospel of Mark, Mark tells us over and over again that Jesus has authority over all things, and that includes death. Jesus goes over to the little girl and simply says, "Little girl, get up." The girl gets up right away, and she begins to walk. Our Lord tells them not to tell anyone about this, and simply goes on his way. This is another healing story, but what does it tell us about faith? This story tells us two very specific things about faith. Again, faith is the courage to go to Jesus with whatever we have and with whatever we are carrying, and allowing him to do his work in us. Jairus is the leader at the synagogue, and he could have gotten in big trouble for going to Jesus. The religious authorities of the day were out to get Jesus. They wanted him gone because he was challenging everything that they were teaching. So faith here also means us allowing room for Jesus into our lives when we are in the depths of despair. This man's child was dead. This woman was a complete outcast in society for over a decade. But in the depths of such great despair, faith meant allowing Jesus into their lives to heal them and make them whole again. This is not an easy thing to do, though, is it? But we must try and allow Jesus into our lives in good times and in bad. We must make space for our Lord. This story in the gospel tells us that faith is making space for Christ, and that he will do the rest of the work. He will heal all things and make them new again. We must try to believe that he has the authority and power to do all of this. Just like these two individuals in the story, it is often times in our own lives where we are at our wits' end, where we have nowhere else to turn, that we are able to have the courage to turn to Christ and have faith, and to allow space for him to work in our own lives and to heal, to restore and make us new. Jesus is the one who takes all things and makes them new, no matter what. All we have to do is give him the space, and he will do the rest of the work. One part of what faith is means allowing Christ room to work in us and to heal us and make us new. But what we do as Christian people after we have faith, after we have made rooms in our lives for Christ, What do we do after that has taken place? What we do is we must allow Christ to work in us so that we can do his work in the world. A few years ago, I read a book by Mitch Albom called Have a Little Faith. One of the people who this book is about is a man named Henry. Henry had a troubled life and a troubled upbringing. To make a long story short, eventually Henry became a drug dealer and addicted to drugs himself. One night, Henry was part of a big drug deal that went bad, and he came home and thought that all the people who in the deal went bad were going to kill him. Henry had nowhere else to turn. In his complete and absolute desperation, he turned to Christ. That night that he thought he was going to die, he turned to Christ and allowed room for Christ in his life. Christ would come into his life and do his work of healing and make him new. Henry is now a pastor who works with homeless people in Detroit, because once he allowed Christ to heal him, he was able to take Christ's example and to do his work in the world. You see, faith is allowing Christ to do his work in us, his people, to heal the world. So what is faith? What does it mean to have faith in Christ? For those who got healed in the gospel, it simply means allowing Christ the room to work in their lives and make them whole again. This can be a very hard and scary thing to do, but when the circumstances are right, we will do it. And once we let him into our whole lives will change. So we must have faith in Christ. For as the gospel tells us, he is truly the one who heals the sick and raises the dead. One single person allowing the room for Christ to work in them can change the world of many people. So make a little room, have a little faith, and just watch the world be renewed around you. Amen.